Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. There's something you can do to make sure the right leaders are elected to serve in Illinois. Yes, you need to be an informed voter, but you also need to consider becoming a precinct committeeman so you can be on the ground floor of choosing the candidates that will run on the winning conservative values that you believe in, the values that will turn Illinois around. Here to discuss that is David Smith, the Executive Director of Illinois Family Action. He's joined by Jan Kloss, an IFA board member and former chair of the Winnebago County Republican Party, and Jim Edwards, the chairman of the Illinois Leadership Project.
All right, welcome back to another special edition of Illinois Family Action, where we are going to discuss again the importance of being involved, being engaged as Christian conservatives in the process. Last time we spoke a lot about precinct committeemen and the job and the need for people to run for this office, this very important office. We're going to talk about it a little bit more today. We have much more to add to it. And I really want our viewers and our listeners to understand that the state of Illinois is in the position that we're in right now in our delegation in Washington, D.C. So it's not just Springfield, it's Washington, D.C. too, because people of faith, people, conservative Christians are just not engaged the way they should be in the state of Illinois. I'm not saying that everything will be perfect once you do get engaged, but if more of us were engaged, things would look a lot different. So the question is, are you happy with the massive tax increase that our lawmakers in Springfield recently mandated for us, including 10 Republicans who voted for this in the House and one Republican who voted for this in the Senate? Are you happy with that? Are you happy with the prospect of paying for abortions with tax dollars? Well, if you're not, I hope that this video and our conversation here today will stir you up and encourage you to run and become more involved, especially as a precinct committeeman. Now, before I just do my monologue here, I wanted to read this, the speech that Ronald Reagan gave to CPAC, and CPAC is the Conservative Political Action Committee, a well-known gathering every year out in Washington, D.C. Well, in 1975, this is before he was before he was the President of the United States, he said this: "Our people look for a cause to believe in. Is it a third party we need, or is it a new and revitalized second party? Raising a banner of no pale pastels, but bold colors, which make it unmistakably clear where we stand on all the issues troubling the people." Bold colors, sharp contrasts. That's what we need. But in Illinois, in the Republican Party, many of our elected officials could be actually classified as either rhinos, which is Republicans in name only, or even Democrat light. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts, Jan?
Well, one of the reasons, as I'm a Christian first,
yes,
and as a Christian, I decided to become involved with the Republican Party. And it's not because I think the Republican Party is perfect. However, they do have a great platform.
That's right, they do.
They have a great platform at the national level, as well as our state platform.
And we can talk more about that in a few minutes.
Yes.
Because there's been battles to keep it great.
Yes, that's right. So it's the national platform, as well as the state platform, are pro-life, and they promote traditional marriage, as well as fiscal responsibility. These are all things as Christians that we can support.
That's right.
So that's why I chose to affiliate with the Republican Party. Now, however, there is a battle within the party to keep those values in our platform. When I was a county chairman, I spent more time battling liberal Republicans who are trying to change some of our positions, whether it was even fiscal responsibility or especially on abortion. They wanted to change those planks in our platform. I spent more time battling them than I did the Democrats. And recently, I had an experience. I served on the platform committee at the state convention for the Illinois Republican Party.
I was there.
And there was quite a battle over especially the marriage plank, where some of the platform committee members felt we needed to open up marriage to other same-sex couples and other arrangements. And so a real battle ensued there. Thankfully, we had such great response from around the state, largely thankfully to the Illinois Family Institute for informing them about what was happening at the convention. And they made that trip to Peoria to cast their vote.
And those people who didn't make the trip to Peoria were contacting their state central committee person saying, hey, we're not for changing the marriage platform. Keep it the way it is.
That's right. So we have to
realize. And I'm very grateful, by the way, Jan, that you fought on that platform committee to keep it that way. And just to give everybody, let me give them a little background. New language was voted on and approved, but there was a minority of committee men who said, no, let's consider this other language from 2012 and keep it the way it is. And so because you were able to do that, And there's a long process that we had to run through and some hoops to jump through, but we did it. Mm-hmm. And it was brought to the whole delegation of all the Republicans in attendance, and it was voted on. The new language versus the good old language. And when it came down to it, 80% of the Republicans in attendance chose to stay with the old good language of the platform. And I like to kid with people and say, look, you can still sell marriage to Republicans.
That's right.
And it was a tremendous blessing. And if we even had more of our people from downstate and from the suburbs in there, I bet you the numbers would have been better for us.
But a lesson I've learned in my involvement with Republican politics for the past 25 years is there will always be a battle for freedom.
Right.
So we need to be, because Christian conservatives, we need to be a voice there and be promoting what is good for our party, whether other Republicans don't like it or not.
That's right.
And so I know a lot of Christians have strong beliefs, and they would like to think that their voice could be heard, but they probably feel disenfranchised.
Definitely.
But the precinct committeeman position can open up a whole new world for you. And I will tell you about a Christian lady from Southern Illinois that called me a couple years ago that was a precinct committeeman. She was complaining because the county wanted to put out a new referendum that they were going to increase taxes by so much because they want to put up a new high school. And she said they didn't need a high school. And all I told her was fight it. She said it was too late for that. I said, no, it's not. It's not too late till the vote goes through. And 4 months later, I got a call from her, and she was all excited. She said, we won. And I kind of forgotten what she talked about because we talk about a lot of different things. But she said, we beat the referendum. And so that was one person that got behind her beliefs got people riled up. And I'm telling you, one person can make a difference in this world. And we need people to step up because we are ordained by the Bible, by God, to do that as Christians. And so, and did you know, by the way, that Bill Brady ran for governor as a Republican, 6 years ago or whatever it was? And I will tell you, eight years ago, I will tell you that Illinois is an overwhelmingly Republican state.
Hmm.
Totally dominated by Chicago Democrats,
yeah.
Cook County. So Bill Brady won 99 of 102 counties, but lost the election, mainly because of Cook County, which is a big one. But I will tell you that the most of the state is Republican, but there's a lot of lethargic people out there because they think it's a Democrat state. They think that we can't win. They think that I can't do anything myself. But that lady from Southern Illinois proved it.
Let me tie into that because a lot of people, especially downstaters, will say, or upstaters, Jan, will say, well, let's just cut out Chicago and Cook County and let that become a state on its own, right? And let us become a different state, maybe Lincoln, Illinois, right? But I would say to you, based especially on your story, your anecdote about Southern Illinois, and I hear this all the time, that people can do this. It's an effort of educating the people, and then that ball just organically starts to grow, right? It becomes a snowball effect, especially when it comes to spending our tax dollars. But I would say, and this is part of the reasons we're talking about the Republican Party here in Illinois and running for precinct committeemen, all too often the Republican Party is silent when they should be proactive. Or let me just explain what I'm trying to say a little bit better here. In Chicago, in Cook County, I would say that there's Black and Hispanic brothers and sisters in Christ we should be reaching out to, right? I would call it low-hanging fruit on the issues of marriage, on abortion, on the sanctity of life, on all kinds of other issues that we all stand in lockstep with biblical values, but we're not doing it. They've kind of written it off. But if we had a Republican Party that was willing to fight, if we had precinct committeemen filling these seats, educating the voters in these areas, I bet you a lot of them will switch their votes. Let me tell you a couple stories. You know, Stephanie Trussell, who's a good friend of Illinois Family Action, she is a talk show host on WLS Radio every Saturday, and she's a Black woman from the suburbs, but she is a Republican. She is a conservative because she is a Christian. And she tells the story of how her eyes were opened up. Same thing with Pastor Cesar LaFleur from the south side of Chicago, another Black pastor who says his eyes were opened up to the abortion and the genocide going on in the Black community. Yeah, and as he became more aware and more educated on the issue, he realized, holy smoke, I'm a conservative. And then started to act and vote accordingly. I think it's not that hard for us to do. But there's a party in Illinois who's happy with the status quo.
Well, yes, that's true. But
not everybody, Jan. I'm not saying, because there's a lot of good people on the board,
right.
But they're just outnumbered right now.
Right now.
It's time for us to outnumber them.
Exactly. That's right. And to your point about Cook County.
Yes.
Just overshadows the rest of the state. You know, like Jim was saying, this is very doable. If we increase our voter turnout in all of the counties
right.
outside of Cook County,
right.
we can do this. We can win elections. As Jim pointed out in Bill Brady's election, I can't remember how many.
That was very narrow. 10,000 votes, I think? It wasn't even that
less.
Much.
I think it was less than that. So, and we figured out all we needed to do was just increase our voter turnout by a couple voters per precinct.
That's
and we
right.
could have won that election for governor.
But so we don't want to ignore Cook County, though, either.
No,
I think we could. Go ahead, Jim.
But let me mention, if we just even took Cook County out of the picture,
right?
There's the most powerful man in position in Illinois is not the governor.
No, Michael
it's
Madigan.
Michael Madigan, the Speaker of the House.
Yep.
He's been there for 40 some plus years.
Right.
And before he was Speaker of the House, Illinois led the entire world in 10 different industries that are all gone now.
No kidding.
But if we don't even take Cook County, if we get people involved at the precinct level and get state reps elected
right.
all over the state of Illinois, we only have to have a majority, and then Michael Madigan's not Speaker of the House anymore.
That's right.
And then things start to change because he has so much power and it is so corrupt that you know, anyone from any organization anywhere that's been there 40-some years can become corrupt if they have a monopoly.
Absolutely.
And that's what has happened here in Illinois.
And Michael Madigan also heads up the Democratic Party of Illinois
right?
as well. And
right.
he's done that for 20-plus years as well.
And so guess what? People, if Christians run for precinct committeemen, we can change that in one election. So, folks, we need to get you involved. You need to get involved now and not think about it. Just get involved.
So is there a sense of urgency here, Jan? Jim, is there? I mean, we need to act, don't we?
Right. And actually, there's a huge sense of urgency. I don't know when this is going to play, but right now people are picking up petitions to get their petitions signed for precinct minimum positions.
We're going to broadcast this during that open season. Where they're going to be able to collect. And again, let's go through that real quick and how easy it is Jim, how many signatures do you need on a petition form to file to run for precinct committeeman?
You need 10 signatures of people that are registered to vote in your precinct.
Right. So
it only takes one vote
to
get elected. And so they're going to get elected in these empty precincts, and they'll most likely get elected in a number of the other ones too, because a lot of places in Illinois, the people don't even know who their committeeman is.
And since the vast majority of the precincts are vacant, in other words, there's no Republican precinct committeeman there now, the chances are you're going to be unopposed and able to file and get on the ballot and be elected with just the minimum effort of collecting 10 signatures. I mean, that's all it really is. It's not onerous. It's pretty doable.
And just a reminder that people that get elected to these committeeman positions, there is an automatic, an average of 30% higher voter turnout. And even if you don't work your precinct that much, if you're an elected committeeman, you're going to talk to your friends, your relatives, your church people.
That's right.
And that in itself will increase the vote in the precinct. Because why? Because the average voter is disenfranchised. So if they get it, the only information they get is what they see on television or hear on the radio or read in the paper. We don't know if it's true or not.
That's
it's
right.
Mostly advertising. So at this point, if there's a committeeman in there, the voters are getting real information. They're getting the truth about who the good candidates are, and so they start to feel a part of the whole process.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah. And it's so important. If you have questions about the process, we have a web page dedicated to the precinct committeemen at ifiaction.org. But if you have a question that isn't answered, please feel free to send us an email at feedback@ifiaction.org, and we'll get you an answer. If we don't know it right away, we'll find out and get back to you. That's feedback@ifiaction.org.
I just want to remind people, too, how easy this is.
Yes.
The precinct committeeman position is very easy. As we said earlier, we're asking 8 to 10 hours a year of time.
Right.
And you can schedule
You can do
this.
More if you want.
Yeah.
But, you know, let me just explain. I'm a father of seven. I'm an elder in my church. I work this two organizations, Illinois Family Institute, Illinois Family Action, and I make a little time every year to be able to do this in my community. It's important. And by the way, as I circulate the petition for myself to get back on the ballot for 2018, I will be also circulating a petition for Erica Harold, who is running for Attorney General here in Illinois against Lisa Madigan. One of the candidates I can get behind enthusiastically and say, this is a great candidate and would
That's
be
right.
a godly woman
yes.
In that position.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Let me also mention that, remind everyone that it doesn't cost anything to run
very
for precinct committeeman, and it doesn't cost anything. The party's not going to be hounding you for money every other day.
That's right.
You don't have to give anything. You don't have to give anything unless you want to.
So if I get a letter from the Illinois Republican Party asking for money, I usually send it back saying, I donate directly.
Yeah.
I don't support the Republican Party because it's doesn't fight. It's too weak. But I will fund and send a small contribution, because again, I'm a father of seven, to somebody like Erica Harold, because she is going to be a outstanding candidate.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah.
And then I'd like to also mention that, you know, you can spend a lot of time being precinct committeeman, and most people will tell you that you have to walk your district two or three times, your precinct, and meet all the people and spend all this time out there. Well, you don't, because what we promote is this block leader program. So if you get elected as precinct committeeman, find a person on, and you're going to have an area that maybe 8 or 10 blocks large. It's not huge. And then you find one person, and you'll get the list of all the Republican voters in your precinct from your party or from the county clerk. And you'll know who all the voters are. And we want you to find an enthusiastic voter on each block. Say you have Mary over here and Joe over here, John over here and Susan over here, and we want them to be your block leaders. And so those are the people you communicate with. So you're going to have friends that think like you in your precinct, and we want you to make sure they understand they're the ones that communicate directly with the voters to get out the vote on election day. So it's a simple process. You'll run your own little organization, and it'll be kind of like a social club because your people think like you do.
There's a lot of help, too, through your county party organization. They provide training for precinct committee members.
Yeah, they
will
do.
Get you these lists of registered voters so you know. You will know how people in your neighborhoods vote, who the Republicans are, who the Democrats and independents are. And so they provide you, if you want, a map for your, you know, what your area is.
It's usually on their website, too.
Yes, that's right. Yep. So there is help. If you have any questions about how to fill out your petition, you know, how to contact your voters, the county organizations are very helpful that way.
And if you have questions, call us at Illinois Family Action.
Incidentally, this is not just open to Republicans, by the way. We need Christian conservatives to be involved. If you're a Democrat, to run as a Democrat precinct committeeman, too, because Democrats in Illinois are inundated with public sector union people.
That's right.
As precinct committeemen, and most of their agendas have to do with public sector union interests.
Right.
So it's important on that side also.
That's right. Well, you know, it's funny, Jim, that it's not funny. It's sad, actually. We've seen the Democratic Party here in Illinois kind of purge out a lot of conservative Christian Democrats. We used to have, especially on the South Side, we had all these Irish Catholic Democrats who were pro-life, pro-union. They're gone. But downstate, we still have, especially pro-union, pro-life Democrats who are elected to the state General Assembly. And so, yes, we need to keep fighting for that, too, because when we're down there lobbying, Illinois Family Institute is down there lobbying for pro-life measures, we need to count on some Democrat votes to stop onerous bills from going forward. So it's very important. So, Jan, the precinct committeeman job is important in and of itself, but it also can be an entry level into and a stepping stone to other positions. This is like a training, good training ground to run for library board, village trustee, mayor, you know, state rep, right?
That's a good point. Yeah, the precinct committeeman position attracts people with different motives or different reasons for running. Some people, like you said, would see it as kind of a launching point for other elected offices.
That's
they
right.
have ambitions to run for higher office. And it's a great place to learn how to talk to people about
That's
politics,
right.
walk in your neighborhood and
That's
meet
right.
people. And so, yeah, you develop skills as a precinct committeeman that are useful if you do want to pursue other offices. Now, I will say myself, I've had no desire to do that, but I just enjoy going out and meeting my neighbors, giving them information that's going to help them be
that's
an
right.
informed voter,
that's right.
and just increasing the voter turnout so we can get better people elected. You know, that's my motive. But like you said, you can
yeah, if you have
do other things.
Desires to run for state rep or state senator or even higher, we've seen one guy from Illinois, Barack Obama, go from state senator all the way up to the president of the United States. Of course, he had some help. But, you know, it is a way to get yourself inserted. Hearing, like you said, going around, that's a listening tour in your own community, finding out what's important to people, but also helping them get educated on the issues.
Right.
And also, let me add to that
around.
Also that there are people that may run for committeemen that think they just want to be involved on, you know, very basic local level.
That's right.
For example, your wife, and I'm not saying she should, but your wife raised 7 kids.
That's right.
And so I know she's got some skills.
That's right.
And sometimes people run for committeeman and they find out that, wow, I could do that. There's congressmen and women that are just average people.
That's right.
And so you never know if someone might get interested, and we might get some super sharp minds that had no idea they are capable of running for a position.
The whole idea of in our legislature in Springfield and D.C. are supposed to be part-time legislatures, right? The idea is to bring your real-world experience to the legislature to help. So, I mean, it's not good that we have a bunch of lawyers down there. We need moms, and we need, you know, the bakery owner shop guy and all these other people who bring tangible experiences with them to to Springfield or in Washington, D.C. So I want to turn quickly before we wrap up to this, the party structure and how it looks, Jim, with the precinct committeemen being the bottom and feeding all the way up to this, to the top at the State Central Committee. You've got a great graph.
Well, I have two of them here. I have how it is and how it
should be.
Could be.
Could be. Okay.
And how it is, you know, there's at the top is the State Central Committee, the Illinois Republican Party.
Yep.
And then below them are 102 county GOP organizations. They're
That's
out
right.
there. It's
102
armies.
There's 102 counties
out
in
there.
Illinois. Yep.
And then under them, there's a handful of precinct committeemen under each county. So there's a total of roughly 2,200 committeemen, and not too many block leaders are out there. So we're not really getting to the voters like we could.
Right.
But here's how it could be.
All right.
If we can get Christians involved.
You were telling me, too, though, before we went to record here, it takes 1.8 million votes?
The most votes ever in the history of Illinois was Barack Obama's first presidential run, and there were 1.8 million Democrats that got him elected.
Right.
And so that's what we're shooting for, 1.8 million voters.
And this structure helps us accomplish that.
Well, and so you take the 102 county committees, county GOP committees. There's 102 counties. So
right.
those armies are out there now. They're
That's
ready,
right.
organizations
That's
ready
right.
to go. If we got all 7,000 precinct committeemen positions filled, we'd have the whole state covered. If those 7,000 people had an average of 10 block leaders, that's 70,000 block leaders that are reaching directly to the voters on their blocks.
Yes.
And so not only are we getting the vote out, but then the whole communication system is there all the way down, ultimately down to the voter. So the voters feel like they're really enfranchised. They're part of something. They're getting communication. They're not just seeing ads, and they're actually part of something. And then there are so many other benefits that grow from that.
That's right.
And obviously,
so when we get those common sense moms and dads who have real world experiences filling these spots, we're not going to get these out of touch policies that we often have right now and today, right?
And so think about that one. So
yeah,
you have
right.
70,000 block leaders. If we just had the block leaders, didn't even go to the voters, and the majority of them are Christians, and somebody comes with some anti-Christian measure, we could,
Slap
with one email, 70,000 contacts jumping all over them about making the right decision.
Wouldn't that be phenomenal?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Jan, any final thoughts before we close out this program?
Yes. This is a critical time to make a decision to put in a few hours to get involved in the political process, because right now through November, you can be circulating petitions to become a precinct committeeman. The petitions will be filed the first week of December. So we've got important elections coming up next year in 2018. We've
yep.
got the gubernatorial
That's
race,
right. yep.
as well as other statewide candidates.
Every congressional candidate is up for election. All
yes.
118 seats for the House are up for election.
Yes,
so
a
third
lot
from
of
the
important
Senate.
Races. Yep. And so, yeah, we would ask you to prayerfully do pray now and pick up a petition.
That's right.
And start circulating it.
Yeah.
So join us.
Good. Jim, any final thoughts?
It's going on right now.
Yeah.
And so you need to get your petitions and get them signed by right around Thanksgiving. And then the election is in April 3rd or when is the primary this next year? Anyway, at the primary is when you will get elected. So you need to get the ball rolling immediately, folks. We need you.
All right. Well, we got to wrap it up here, but I want to encourage our listeners and our viewers to seriously consider. I hope this stirs you up a little bit and that you would prayerfully consider getting involved. But don't pray too long and don't wait too long, because the process is going on right now. The petitions are available. You need to circulate while the weather's still good before Thanksgiving and all the holidays come in, and get those filed with your county clerk to run. It's a very simple process. It doesn't cost money, and we need you. I want to thank again Jim Edwards with the Illinois Leadership Project and Jan Kloss with Illinois Family Action. Can I just put it that way?
Sure.
All right, good deal. So thank you very much for joining us.
For more information about becoming a precinct committeeman, call Illinois Family Action 708-781 9371 or visit IllinoisFamilyAction.org and click the Become a Precinct Committeeman tab. Special thanks to Pastor John Kirkwood and Grace Gospel Fellowship Church in Bensenville for allowing Illinois Family Action to use their building to record this program. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.